Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the E-Block.
Yo, 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 man, you know what it is, dog. The livest cloud radio show on the planet, man, straight from the E-Block Radio, is live on your dial right this moment, man. We out here, dog. Hey, it's just me, though. I don't know where my man is at. I guess he just decided not to come in the studio today, but it's all good. We go work it out how we work it out, because we still got a hot topic tonight for y'all, man, so it's going to be all dope. I'm going to try something new today, man. I see they done rolled out the live on Instagram shit, so I might go live on the gram and shit, you know what I'm saying, doing the show, so we go see how that works. I ain't never used this shit, though, so if it come out real retarded, you know what I'm saying, I apologize ahead of time, you know what I'm saying, but if you're listening right now or if you're on eblockradio.com, make sure you go to the gram, man, and follow us on the gram. That's at E-Block Radio, all right, so that's the gram, E-Block Radio. Also, of course, it is Social Media Friday, so you got to follow us there as well as at Hood Howard Stern, all right, on the ground. All right, but we got a lot to talk about, man. It's only been 1 week, you know what I'm saying, since we've been here, but I got a lot of things to talk about, well, a few things, I'll say. And I know there's a lot of people probably out, you know what I'm saying, doing their Christmas shopping and all that stuff. So if you're not listening live, then you get to hear the replay. It's all 100, though. But I think my man finally making it in the studio. Let me pull my man Money in real quick. Money, where you at, dog? Yeah, so my man finally decided to come in the studio, man. Money, what it do, man? What's the deal?
Same old man. Old man over here was sleeping, you know what I'm talking about?
I should have loved, man. I said, Lord, I would just give everybody the heads up, man. I was like, you know, I'm going to hold it down regardless, though. I'm going to do something new, too, man. You just now getting known, so I'm going to tell you. You know, they got this going live on Instagram shit. I think I'm going to go live on the gram for a couple minutes, you know what I'm saying, see how that works. I don't really know how that shit works, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to check it out. I'm going to try to step into the new millennium and shit on niggas. You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but we back, we in this thing, dog. So what's been up with you for the last 7 days? You know what I'm saying? Since the last time we touched the mic. What's popping with you, dog?
Not too much, you know what I'm saying?
That's it? you're really for real. There ain't shit going on, huh?
I'm done. I dropped the mic, but nobody didn't see me.
Dropped the mic? That was so whack, bro. That was so whack, man. No, ain't shit been going on. It was Christmas time, man. I know you probably done been Christmas shopping and all that shit.
Man, who hasn't, bro? I mean, I ain't finished.
Me?
Shit.
You haven't? Nah, man. Shit, well, I'm going to go Christmas shopping with, man. We broke out here. We ain't got no major deal yet.
Oh, shit. But, you know, you got children out here in these streets.
So do you.
I do. We can spot it.
Word, hey, so what has been looking like out there, though, man, on the shopping tip? What has been looking like? People going crazy out there? People spending their last dimes? What's popping?
Yeah, man, low-key, I ain't even hearing nothing, you know, no major crime going on, you know what I mean, like breaking in crime. I ain't even hearing nothing about that, and it's kind of a blessing, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, that's a good thing.
Because it's ganking season right here, baby.
Hell yeah, it is, man. For real. So people out there, man, be careful. I know y'all probably not listening live right now if y'all out shopping. Y'all probably out really shopping. But for real, people out there shopping, man, be safe out there. You know what I'm talking about? Because after 4:30, it'd be darker than a motherfucker like it's in the middle of the night. So make sure you watch your back, man. Don't go buy a gang of shit and leave it in the car. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's go. You got to do that, though. And that don't make somebody bust in your shit, though. If they see a bunch of gifts sitting, just chilling in the back seat, you know what I'm saying?
Right, not in a corner. Clean out your corner, damn it.
Right. And ladies, man, y'all in the grocery store pushing grocery carts and shit, man, don't walk over to the meat section and shit and leave your purse in the shopping cart, man. The shit go get stolen. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's what's going to happen. Shit go get stolen.
Gangster.
I can't help you. Right. I wish I could help you, but I can't help you.
Right.
But what else is the problem with you, dog? Yeah, that's true. What's the problem with you, though? No Netflix? No new movies, man? What's good?
I'm honestly, bro, I've been watching this shit called Black Mirrors, bro.
Black Mirrors?
Like, yeah, it's on Netflix. Like, it's like a host of short stories, bro. Like, every story is different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it's pretty dope, man. They had a couple, you know what I'm saying, things over there that, you know, jumped out at me. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, if you know, like, shit like that, you know what I mean? Y'all need to watch that. It's called Black Mirrors.
Black Mirrors. I ain't up on that shit. I ain't never even heard of it. Good looking, though.
Yeah, pretty dope.
Word.
I watched a couple of last night, so it was pretty dope. Nothing too much, man. I ain't really seen nothing but Mona lately at the movie, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Right. We talked about that last week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't really been, you know.
Shout out to all the niggas who enjoy the movies better than, you know, more than their kids and shit that they took to the show. You know, shout out to y'all.
For sure. They gonna shoot that you can go now, bro, with no problem. Won't look stupid.
Right. Hell no, I feel you. Hey, but look, this ain't got nothing to do with Christmas and shit though. But I couldn't wait. I had to say something. So apparently, because I ain't up on my news like I'm supposed to be, but apparently. The dude, the little white kid who shot up the church in South Carolina, apparently he actually got charged, like he getting sentenced for that shit. So, I mean, shout out to that, man. I ain't shouting out nobody going to jail, but that was some whole ass shit. You know what I'm saying? To go shoot up that church of innocent people and shit. So, whatever sentence he get, I'm pretty sure he deserves it. I hope they give him what he deserves and don't try to play the crazy role and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't give him the crazy role.
You think so?
I guarantee.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just getting up on it, so I ain't get a chance to really, you know, catch up with the story or whatever. So I'm gonna check more into that, and then we'll chop it up some more next week about that shit. But I'm glad it was a conviction. I didn't just get off on some dumb shit, you know, off rip. So,
because
you know how they do us, man. You know, so maybe end of I don't know if you can call that end of the year on a positive note, but I'm gonna go ahead and take that. I'm gonna take that as a positive note.
Right. All right.
Merry Christmas to niggas. Or, I just had to mention that shit. But anyway, what else been going on with you, dog?
That's been it, dog. You know what I'm saying? I mean, boy been low to the ground like a hat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's always your seat, though.
For sure. Well, this is the crack of the my guy.
Man, you know, me, shit, not really too much, man. Just doing the radio show shit, you know what I'm saying? Also, you know, I did the joint Real Rap Radio on Saturday, so make sure if you're listening right now and you got rap records, man, that you want to get played on the air, we got over 107,000, well, actually over 110,000 listeners now. So make sure you shoot me an MP3 to eblockradio@gmail.com. We can play your joint on Saturday nights, man. It's all music, you know what I'm saying? So today we on our talking shit, but we still got a musical guest at the end. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Bumpy 103. You know what I'm saying? Bang Boogie on the gram. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you check out my man at the end. We gonna play one of his new joints at the end here. So shout out to him. But Saturday nights is all music though. Real Rap Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. But shit outside of that, man, just you know, trying to do the Christmas thing, you know, trying to get in the Christmas spirit. Of course, it's the first Christmas. I know we gotta keep saying this shit all year, but it's the first Christmas without my mom and shit. So shout out to my mom, RIP, my angel. You know what I'm saying? Looking out for me, of course. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, otherwise, man, just kind of grinding, man, doing the day to day thing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing major. Trying to stay out the way because Christmas time, like you said, man, it's ganking season. I ain't trying to be nobody's prey. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to go out like that at all.
What about them?
I ain't gonna say that, bro. It's some hardcore felons in Denver.
I mean, I'm a felon. I'm a I'm not saying it's not, but it gotta be. Gotta be more calm in Detroit, baby.
I mean, I'm still in life out here. I'm guessing. Should I don't know. I'm guessing.
I'm just saying, but.
Shout out to the Mile High, man. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, Howard Stern, holding it down from 6 miles to the Mile High. You know I'm doing my thing out here. But other than that, man, just working on that new project still. New book coming out next year. Getting ready to actually start doing the book trailer this weekend. So I'm gonna get that thing popping. You know what I'm saying? Get that out here so we can do some marketing. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And shit, really, that's about it, man. Just trying to stay low to the flow, dog. Like you, shit, trying to stay off the radar. You know what I'm saying? Because it is a tough thing to do. I ain't gonna lie, it's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, hey, but it ain't hard to stay in your lane, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, this is true. Hey, but look, one more thing though, I gotta mention. Now this happened out, you know, out in Detroit or in the Detroit area somewhere, but I don't know if you heard about this, though. I heard through the grapevine about a kid. I think it was two kids. One of the dudes was like the dude that lived there. Him and the homie was fucking around with a gun or some shit. They called one of the other partners and shit to come over to the crib so they can scare him with the gun and shit. And he fucked around and shot and killed the nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think they was like, I want to say like 15, some shit like that. But, word on the street is, now, see, I don't know the whole story. Now, they saying that it's the grandmama's gun, right? She left the grandson and one of the homies at the crib while she went to work. She left her gun on her nightstand or on a dresser or some shit in her room. Now, this is where it gets a little fuzzy. And this is why I want to ask you before we jump off to our real subject. She left it on the nightstand, dresser, whatever. Where it get gray at is that one story says that she had locked up her bedroom door. So I don't know if this is true or not. But we just go with that, right? We go with she locked the door. Now, this is my question to you. But me and Coco J went back and forth on this shit all night, dog. So this is my thing. If she locked up her door, granted, the gun was out, though, in her room, locked up, separated, though. Wasn't no ammunition, right? She locked her door. If they break in that motherfucker, grab the gun, find the ammo, load that bitch, and kill a motherfucker, can you really put her at fault?
No. I say
this
no.
This is a tough one, and that's what I said. I said if a nigga kicking in his grandma's door, finding the bullet, loading that shit up, and killing the motherfucker, like, I don't know.
You looking for it.
That's what I said.
He was looking for that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he probably didn't shoot the boy on purpose, but
you run around.
Yeah, if the door was locked, bro, the door is locked, that mean the gun is locked up. Okay?
That's the way I thought.
The gun locked up and she had the ammunition and the gun in two different places.
Different places, right.
She was supposed to do. The room was locked. You know you ain't supposed to go your 15-year-old ass in there.
Right.
Like you at an age of you know your conscience tell you like, see, I go in there, I'm gonna whoop my ass. You know what I'm talking
right.
about?
Exactly.
You didn't care about the consequences. You went in there anyway. You know what I'm talking about? So I mean, me personally, bro, I really think it's the 15-year-old fault.
I mean, yeah, for sure. And that's what I was saying. And she's saying that because she didn't have it, like, locked in a safe or some shit, or, you know, a gun locker or whatever, and she's just as much as far. That, I don't know. I don't know. Because that's like me.
Hey, bro.
Huh?
I've been growing up my whole life. I ain't never had a gun locker. My mom and dad ain't never had a gun locker.
Right, and you ain't never shot
a
gun
locker. That club go to the top chest unless it was a must.
Right, exactly.
None of us went in there, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your pop being in the military, he got weaponry.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you must, at 15 and 16, you knew the consequences was if you go in there and grab his shit.
Hell yeah, you already know what's up. I guess these kids don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they fucking around playing. Like, first of all, I mean, I know they kids, I guess theoretically they're 15, but But you know, at that age, man, depending on where you're from, I mean, at 15, I'm going to get that bitch because I'm about to shoot somebody. Like, I ain't playing. Like, I ain't about to have a nigga come over and we ought to be playing. And first of all, and then let me say this too, though, is that if, I ain't for it either way. But if he was to invite the homie over there trying to scare him and do all that shit, why the fuck you put bullets in it? Like, if you just playing, why the fuck did you load it? Like, I don't even get it. Like, if you just about to scare this nigga, like, he not gonna know if you got a clip in that bitch or not. Once he see that motherfucker, he'll get nervous because he a kid. And shit, any nigga gonna get nervous around a motherfucker you know don't really know how to handle the gun because them bitches be going off. Like, it just happened. So, the nigga put bullets in it. Like, I don't know how much of this you can blame on the grandma. That's all I'm saying.
You really can't do too much. At this point, if the door was locked, the gun was locked up.
That's the way I've seen it. Like I said, she ain't necessarily see it that way, though.
The way she saw it.
Oh, she's saying that. She's saying that. Yeah, for sure. But she's saying that because it wasn't, like, in no, like, locked up in a gun locker, you know, like the shit specifically for a gun. That, you know, that she is just as much at fault. Now, I say morally, she probably feels some kind of way because it was her gun. But sure. Legally, legally, shit.
You're in the flu.
Right. I mean, to me, I don't know the law like that, you know what I'm saying? But to me, it seemed like, you know, shit, that's really about it. Like, my man got to get his consequences and shit, and I mean, I guess her being the guardian, I guess at some point, she's liable for something. I'm not sure, though, how that works.
What?
She's a parent. Like, when your kids go under and do shit, you get some slack for the shit.
Yeah, you're going to get some slack, but still, shit. This nigga is 16.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're approaching adulthood rapidly. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You start getting, you got hell in your nuts now, you know what I mean? This is the age when you start testing yourself and people. You know what I mean? I tested a lot of people. All I got was ass whooping for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, me personally, I do not, I'm not doing that shit no more. Or I'm going to do it smarter. You feel
right.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I just wanted to throw that out there and see what you thought about it. Because that's what I thought. And we talked that shit for like hours on end, bro. Like, it was never gonna stop. And then she just told me, basically she just told me I was stupid for thinking that shit, and then I guess that's where it ended pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, where it ended.
You know, she already think I'm stupid, so tell her I agree with you.
No, we just gonna be stupid together.
Word.
Word up. Alright, so I'm done with that. I just wanted to mention that shit just to kind of get your output on, your input, rather, your input on that, because I feel like, you know, obviously because it's her grandson that she gets some kind of responsibility, but this is purely based off of assumption, because I'm not sure if the door being locked shit was actually true. I don't know, because the stories keep changing up now, but if it is true, then I'm going to say, I think she should be all right. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. Like, it's fucked up what happened to the kid, and that shit should have never happened. You know what I'm saying? But legally, I don't know. It's a tough one. And the way I positioned to her, I was like, so you mean to tell me, like, if you lock up your shit, your dough, and leave a gun out in your room, and your kid busts in and shoots somebody, like, you ready to go to jail for that? Like, that's what you want to do? Like, you want to go to jail because you left a gun out in your lock home? That's like if I leave a gun on my kitchen table and I leave the crib and leave the door locked and somebody break in my shit and kill somebody. It's my fault, nigga.
Right.
Like, it's my fault because a nigga broke in my shit.
Yep.
That don't make no sense to me, man. I ain't going to vibe with that one, dog.
Me either. That shit just don't connect with me either, bro.
Yeah, that shit don't connect with me at all. But anyway, man, we go leave that at that, man. We go keep it pushing. I'm trying to see what there's something else going on. Well, it is one thing going on, man, that we have to mention. I can't let the whole show go without mentioning this. Five in a row, the Lions is doing the motherfucking thing, dog. Shout out to the Detroit Lions, man, for real, for real.
Matt Stafford, baby boy. I mean, I ain't mad at you, baby boy.
I ain't mad at him at all. Hey, shout out to my man, D. Will, man. I know he's somewhere pissed off because he waiting on Stafford to fail and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That boy got ice water in his veins right now, cuz.
Hey, he doing his thing. I ain't mad at him, dog. And I seen something on Facebook the other day. It was kind of funny. Like, they made a comparison. They were saying that people were starting to say that he was just as good or better than Aaron Rodgers. So, this I don't know. I'll say he's probably as good as Aaron Rodgers, but then Aaron Rodgers been doing this for a lot longer time and winning championships, though. So with that, it's hard to make that comparison. Like, I don't even want to kind of really put him in that situation. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga playing excellent. That's all I can say. I ain't going to compare him to nobody else. But the nigga is playing excellent. So shout out to Stafford and everybody on the Lions team, man. We've been Lions fans for so long that it's sickening. I think we just praying for something to break.
Right.
That's all it is.
I just want to see round two in the playoffs.
Oh man, the last time I think was what, 91? I think they said somewhere there, man. And we went all the way to the conference championship and lost to the Redskins.
Yeah.
Who did they end up winning that year?
No.
Or did they get their ass beat? I can't remember. But they beat our ass, though. We were so close. We was almost one more game. I was in the Super Bowl. All I know that now, though, is that if by some stroke of luck, we make it to the Super Bowl this year. Wherever I'm working at the time, do not have to worry about me being at work the whole week. Win or lose, I don't give a fuck. You're not going to see me all week.
Hell no. I'm saying that. Yeah. You get me?
Right. Niggas going to be spending like kids' college tuition on the Super Bowl tickets, man.
Yeah. Hey, you probably be in the and the Detroit area around that time, we're gonna throw some Super Bowl pot ass food.
Shit, I'm trying to be at the Super Bowl shit. Fuck that.
True
that. Yeah, I'm trying to be there. That's a for real once in a lifetime. That's like Haley's Comet, nigga. That's like every 80 years or some shit. So yeah, I got to be involved in that shit, man.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so enough about the Lions, man. We're going to jump off into our for real topic. Don't forget, if you're on eblockradio.com or if you're on the phone lines right now, man, we're getting ready to dive into it. So you got to know what we're talking about today, though, man. It's Christmas time, of course. So we're going to keep talking about Christmas. But what I want to know, man, is gift giving, man, or gift receiving. Is it ever a good idea to accept gifts from your ex, man? That's what we want to know. If you're on eblockradio.com right now, hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit the number one key, man, and holler at your boy, dog. We want to know how you feel about that. Getting a gift from your ex, man, that's what we want to know. How do you get down with that? So, money, you know what I'm saying? Money, let me know. And real quick, though, man, shout out to all our followers on the gram. We out here live on Instagram right now, man. So if you listen on the gram right now, hit us up, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, all right? And then you can comment on today's topic. Should you accept Christmas gifts from your ex? That's what we want to know. Money, man, what you say, dog? Should you?
No, this topic make me laugh every time I hear it.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, right?
Yeah, right. You know exactly why.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway. Hey, yeah. Hell no, man.
Right.
You asking for some shit. You know what I'm talking about?
So, I agree.
I mean, you basically ask for trouble, dog. Yeah. So, I mean, unless it's a 745, unless it's a jet.
Shit, I think that's going to make it worse. If your agent gives you a 745, then yeah, you're in trouble.
745 is a jet. She ain't my ass no more.
She my cunt.
She my what? She my girl. She definitely my girl. You know what I mean? But man, I really think, you know what I mean, you actually put your head on the gavel, dog, because you're chopping your own head off, dog. Like, I mean, some people got a lot of balls, you know, to, you know, go ahead and grab gifts from all numerous of people.
Right.
And,
I mean, yeah, I guess if they don't ever know who it came from, well, I mean, at some point, I guess you gonna find out at some point, I guess.
At some point. Yeah. Whatever in the dark shell hit the light sooner or later, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, I really think people, you know what I'm saying, need to, you know, stop being greedy and be grateful, you know what I'm saying, for what you do. Right. Got, you know what I'm talking about? Because a lot of people.
So, what you're saying is you wouldn't do it.
Hell no, I ain't doing it.
Word. Okay.
Like I always say, nigga, she my ex for a reason, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going back there unless I messed up. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? But
word. Okay, I can dig that, man. And look, for people that just joining us on the gram live, you know what I'm saying? It's some new shit, so I don't really know what I'm doing out here. But you can call in and comment on today's topic too, 760-283-4647, and hit that number one key, man. We want to know, should you accept Christmas gifts from your ex, man? That's what we want to know. So if you're out there on the gram, man, check me out. Call in, you know what I'm saying? I'll let your boy. But Monk Money say that he ain't with that shit. No gifts from the ex, right? So I can dig that. Now, I think this is where it get a little the gray area, because there's always some gray area, right?
Oh.
And I'll say it's some gray area because what if the ex is, you know, your baby mom's or, you know, your baby daddy or some shit? Like, does that change? Like should you be accepting gifts from your baby's father or from your baby's mom?
You know what? This is a gray area. Yes. Sure.
Yeah, see, that's a gray area. So you say yeah.
Because it's low-key, it's from the kid. You know what I'm saying?
At least that's how they're going to play it, right? It's from the kid, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's no other reason why, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no other reason to play it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's definitely from the kid because, you know, granted, this person going to be in your life for life. You know what I'm talking about? The ex is going to be in your life for life. Yeah, yeah, baby mama, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Why not keep it cordial? You know what I mean? Around her birthday time or you know, you send a gift and say it's from your son. You know what I'm saying? It should be vice versa. And I think...
yeah, you know that shit don't work, though.
It don't, but I think it should.
You buy your baby mama a gift talking about it's from your son. Your new woman is going to kill your ass. I don't give a fuck how you saying this from the kids, all that shit. She ain't buying that shit, man.
I mean, it's going to start something. Definitely, all this shit going to start something because, you know, women don't like each other just from looking at each other sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? So, if you know, they got history together and they don't like each other, then, yeah, it's definitely going to start some shit up. But if everybody cool, you know what I mean? Like, so everybody cordial around each other, I don't see the big deal in it, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, it's just nothing extravagant, nothing big, you know, a bottle of cologne. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Yo, let's be honest, dog. Your baby mom give you a bottle of cologne. Your new chick is not buy a bottle of cologne. And then just go fuck my
mom.
Still
got me the bottle of cologne.
Then it's gonna go on to be that cologne though, that cologne that she know how you smell with it all this shit, man. Fuck that. Don't even do it, bro. For real, don't even do it. Hey, shout out to my man Who B. You know what I'm talking about on the gram, man. Shout out to my man Who B. He say, you know, if you accept that gift, it can start a whole down spiral in your new relationship. Now that's the case right there. That's what we're looking at. That's the problem. If you single, then I ain't gonna lie, hey, don't turn down shit with your collar. You understand what I'm saying? But if you got the new boo, man, the new situation, dog, it's a no go. I don't give a fuck what they saying, you know, the kid got this for you. Like, the only time that's acceptable is like Father's and Mother's Day, like, because you can't really get around that. It's like, if it's a little kid, it's like, of course, that person is probably go buy the gift and then let the kid give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really get around that. But Christmas, I don't know, man. I say hell to the no. Just shit. I mean, unless you just want to be on some gangster shit, like, you know what? Shit, you got to get my new boo something too, buddy. Hey, then you just pissing shit. I don't know.
Right. I mean, so, I've heard of situations like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, some people are cool with that. You know what I mean? Like, all right, yeah. I'm going to buy my ex-husband or my baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna buy him and his bitch some socks for Christmas.
I'm serious, bro.
I mean, the situation does happen. Like, yeah, I'm gonna buy him and his bitch some socks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't see the big deal in that. No, a lot of people won't agree with me, and I understand. But still, yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing extravagant, dog. Like, don't try to outdo my bitch. Now, you try to outdo my bitch.
This is going to be a problem, right?
This is going to be a problem. You trying to start some shit now. You know
right.
what I mean?
So, that's why I say don't even open the can, man. See that shit. Where is it? Hey, we got to push you to the phone lines real quick, man. I got Coco J on the line, dog. I know she's about to go in, man. Got 313-459. You on live. Straight from the E-Block. Holla at your boy.
What it do?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What up,
dog? Not much. I don't see nothing wrong with accepting a gift from your ex.
What?
She lying like a motherfucker.
What?
She lying like a motherfucker. For the people checking us out on Instagram Live right now, I'm going to let y'all know that my woman just called in and said that she don't see nothing wrong with taking gifts from your ex. Now, first of all, either she talking shit, or I'm gonna have to whoop her ass when I get off this show. One of the two. I don't know which one it is, though. Coco J, go ahead, though. Tell me what you mean, baby.
Go ahead, Coco J.
Yeah, come on. I want to hear this shit.
On the serious note, hell no, you shouldn't be. You better not be taking no damn gifts from your ex.
Okay. I'm about to say.
That's definitely will cause some issues within your new relationship you with. Now, you know, if it's the baby, if y'all have kids together and the kid want to get you something, okay, but still, it better not be nothing extravagant as well. I'm just saying
right.
Because, you know, so, and then the kid, 9 times out of 10, the kid ain't going to really pick out no extravagant stuff. Now, if that happens,
right.
Then you already know it's more personal from the mom or the dad. Just saying it's from
right.
the kid. I'm just saying. But, yeah that's definitely going to open up a whole can of worms and problems you don't want. So, no, it's against the rules. It should be anyway.
Okay, well, then let me ask you this, though.
Who make the rules?
Well, I was going to say, let me ask you this, though.
Hey, within a relationship, y'all make those rules. And it's shit. Sometimes it should be common sense. That alone will open up a whole case. Yeah, you don't want no problems. There's already problems in the relationship. You don't
want to
add
it.
Sure.
Well, this ain't common as you think.
True.
Huh?
True. It's more common than you think.
I didn't hear what you said. Unfortunately, it is, but in my case, hell no.
Right. Well, look, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. Have you ever taken gifts from an ex?
Honestly, I have, but I was single at that time. I wasn't dating nobody.
Oh, good. Good way to clear that shit up.
No, it's the truth. I have a couple times, but within that time frame, I was single, so it wasn't. I ain't had nobody answer to.
So when you wasn't single, have you ever taken gifts from an ex?
Nah, I haven't.
Oh, come on now.
No, seriously, I haven't. I have not.
Keep it real with the E-Block radio listeners, man. Keep it real.
I haven't. Hey, I gotta ask you, have I?
Well, you gotta think about it.
I don't
know.
Okay, I'm just I don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember.
They got two.
Okay.
I'll let you roll with that then.
I'll let you roll with that. I do know one thing though. You've most definitely taken a Valentine's Day gift though. But you know that's the whole other story though.
Boom! Shots fired.
Well, anyway.
Shots fired.
All right, I'm done. I said what I had to say.
Yeah, I bet. All right, thanks for the call, mate.
Good way to maneuver out of that.
Yeah, she gonna come on with that shit and talk about if she think it's all right to get a gift from your ex. I know damn well she was lying. Either that, or I was gonna have to get off the air real quick and see what's really going on.
Hey,
don't forget, man, if you're on eblockradio.com right now, you can hit us up 760-283-4647. Or if you're on the gram live, you know what I'm saying, checking me out, you can call in too, 760-283-4647. Shout out to my man, Shy624. What up, dog? That's you in the building. You talking about, I knew you would be on there, fool. I think everybody else going live. I'm like, shit, I could do that shit for the radio show, dog. So, you know what I'm saying? I made it do what it do real quick. Then we'll get it together for real, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have multiple angles and all that shit, you know? We're going to get all this production shit going, you know what I'm saying? And plus, I'm going to do it for mine because I probably got more followers on the Hood Howard Stern one and shit, so it might make it go over a little easier. I don't know. But we're going to check it out. But look, so I think we figured it out that pretty much is all right to do that shit if you ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying? Now, the thing is, I kind of want to switch it up just a little bit. Do you think it's worse for the person who's receiving the gift or the one that's giving it in that situation?
Let's say it again one more time for you, boy.
All right. So, we saying, should you accept Christmas gifts from your ex, right? So, I'm saying, which one is it worse for? Is it worse for you to accept it or for that ex to be getting it?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both, because both of y'all put yourself in dumbass situations that can be avoided. Yeah. Like, baby girl, you know you can't give me this, girl.
Yeah. You can't give me this.
Because niggas, I got homeboys, you know what I'm saying? And they not really like the relationship type people, you know what I'm saying?
I know a couple of those.
Right, you know a couple of them. And they, you know, cubs be putting themselves in situations, bro. Like, bruh. Like, I understand, like, you knew you was going to be here. You call old girl over here. Like, I don't understand. They put themselves in dumb situations. You know what I'm saying? Then they get caught up and shit looks stupid. But, bruh, I really think that people need to use common sense, basically.
It's easier said than done, man. A lot of people are like they don't have common sense, though. But for me, though, I think that I think it's worse for the person giving the gift. And this is why I say this, because if the person giving the gift is with somebody, you know what I'm saying, then it's a lot harder to me, I think. It's a lot harder to explain why you giving somebody a gift as opposed to it is to accepting the gift. Because a lot of times, like, shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know for women out there, to be honest, if a nigga giving you enough money, should you probably go take it. But then him on the other end, though, I'm saying, how do you explain to his woman that he gave another woman money? Like, I think it's worse. Like, I think it's worse. How do you explain that? Like, yeah, I gave her money and shit. Because on the other end, it's like, shit, yeah, the motherfucker gave me some money, I took it. You know, that kind of thing. So, I don't know. I think it's harder on the other end of it, like the giving part. Because how the hell do you explain that shit, though? How do you explain to your woman that you just gave your ex $1,000? Like, yeah, I just gave $1,000 and shit. Well, I guess you could say, you know, I needed the kids to have Christmas or some shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, like, what if that scenario does happen? Like, at a point where, you know, you dating a girl and her ex feel like the need to help her out with her kid's Christmas, dog.
Yeah.
That's like a spit in your face. I mean,
yeah. Really. You know what, dog? To be honest with you, though, in them situations with, you know, with baby moms and baby daddies and shit, I think the problem is that it ain't enough communication between the three or four, mm-hmm. however many people was involved, you know what I'm saying? The new girlfriend and the new dude or whatever. Like, if that communication was better, it'd be easier to be like, well, shit, you know, Chris was fucked up over there, man. I'm going to throw the niggas a couple dollars and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a little easier if your woman know your baby mama and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. If your woman don't know your baby mama, then it's gonna all look crazy. Like she doing what? Like, you gave her what? You know what I'm saying? Or the bitch always got an attitude with me type of shit. So
yeah, yeah.
If they got a real relationship, you might get away with it.
Yeah?
But, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have that situation, though, but I'm just saying. Like, I would figure, you know what I'm saying, if I had a baby mama, I know this shit probably never happened, like, in a million years, but, you know, I would want my baby mama to actually be cool with my new girl. She's not cool to, like, where they're going out having drinks and shit.
Yeah,
But cordial to the point where she might call her and ask her, like, you know what I'm saying, hey, shit, nigga tight over here for Christmas, and she think it's cool if y'all help us out type of shit, you know what I'm saying, like, that kind of relationship, you know, which no woman probably would ever, like, humble herself to do some shit like that. I don't know, but it seems highly unlikely.
But
it happens sometimes.
Oh, that's what we fucked up at as a people, bro.
You know what I mean? You gonna bring it all the way down?
All the way down, though. As a people, bro. Because motherfucker is giving you help. Ounce of handouts. Well, your broke ass better accept something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, am I my brother's keeper? You feel me?
Right.
I mean, for real. And that's what we fuck up at, bro. Like, we like dominoes, dog. Instead of one person just moving out of the way, we all gonna fall. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a hell of an analogy, dog. I never even thought of it that way.
For real. One person can just step out the way and stop the whole motherfucking thing from falling.
Stop the whole shit, huh?
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it. I guess I never even looked at shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, that was freestyle, too.
Yeah, that was freestyle. That's off the top of the dome.
Off the top, though. Yeah. Bars. Bars.
Right. Hell no. Nah. You should do the hashtag bars.
Bars.
Hey, but look, man, shout out to the people who actually did accept gifts from their ex, man. I hope y'all, you know, I hope y'all get away with that shit. You know, hey, like my man Tax be saying, dog, hey, be safe, though.
Be safe,
bro. Be safe, though, for real.
Because life is real.
No, life is real. And people take that shit seriously. Like, especially, I think it's weird because especially for, like, baby moms and baby dads, because I think when... you know, not all situations, but especially like when a kid is young, a lot of people you get into those relationships, I think that insecurity they feel like because it's so close that it's inevitable that they feel smashing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that shit fuck with them a little bit. Yeah, and this is men and women. Probably mostly women.
That means her confidence or his confidence is fucked up.
Well, yeah,
I have enough confidence to say, my dick game on fleek. I ain't worried.
But most people, there's a lot of people that ain't like that. It's like, you know, they always kind of like, oh, it's just a throwback, man, but kind of like on Baby Boy and shit. You know what I'm saying? How she was just kind of like, you know what? I know you was still fucking Peanut. You know what I'm saying? Like in her head, she knew he was still fucking her baby mama, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of women think like that anyway. So they already thinking like, I know he's still fucking his baby mama, and then he get a gift from her ass. Oh, it's a wrap. It's going down, nigga. It's going all the way down. So
yeah, that's what's up. But you know, anybody know me and my baby mama, they know it ain't gonna happen.
Like I said, every situation is different, man. And you still got a couple minutes left. Maybe hit us up 760-283-4647 if you're out there on eblockradio.com or if you're checking us out on Instagram Live. This is my first time being on, so excuse me, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But it's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it look like I know what I'm doing. But at some point, we're going to actually get this together. But you can call in 760-283-4647 and comment on tonight's hot topic, man. We're saying, should you accept Christmas gifts from your ex? Now, money, like you said, dog, it's a... there's a thin line, and most of it's crazy. Right? Life is real. Life is real. I have to back you up 100% on that. So, in order to avoid all that shit, my bottom line is don't take that shit, dog. Like, don't take that shit. If she trying to give you a gift at this point, and she probably ain't gave you no gifts when y'all are together, dog, let that shit go, dog. Don't take no gifts from your ex, especially. Fellas, especially y'all, especially us, man, don't do that shit. For women, I say don't do that shit, or don't let your man find out, because he's going to kill you and shit.
You want to live, right? You want to live, right?
Exactly. Hey, now, real quick, dog, because we're about to jump up out here and get into this musical guest. But Monk Money, dog, I got to ask you, on some 100 E-Block radio shit, dog. Have you ever done that shit to your ex? On purpose.
What?
Gave her a gift just to be an asshole.
Yes, I did.
I kind of figured your answer would be yes.
Yes, I did. You left me for this lane. Here, have this gift.
Exactly.
And he ain't got to see me no more. Merry Christmas.
God, you know
Merry
what?
Christmas. I was being petty, though.
Yes, being petty. I think niggas do that shit, and I think that's why it's especially hard for a nigga to understand, like, your woman getting a gift from her ex, because we know in our head that we the pettiest motherfuckers on earth. Say, oh, look where you at now. Uh-huh, bitch, you can take this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how we look at it. Hell yeah, I know that's how I look at it, man. Hey, shout out to Miss Brooks _309. She said, unless you want your ass beat. Yeah, shout out to the Brooks, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man EBs, you know what I'm saying? And Steph out there doing their thing. Thanks for checking us out on Instagram Live. This is my first time. I'm excited. But, yeah, man, just don't do it, because niggas do E-Block radio petty shit just like we just said. I'm going to give this motherfucker a gift just because she don't fuck with me no more. So look at this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
You'll be back.
Yeah. Right. And then 9 times out of 10, like, at that point in the game, we being so petty that we say, like, you will be back, and then we really doing that shit and don't even want the motherfuckers back.
Don't even want them back.
Right. So we just started all kind of shit for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Just to be petty.
Yeah. Shit crazy, man. Shout out to my man, Omizzy Miles, man. For sure. What up, guy? Hey, I need that joint for the mixtape, man. Shout out to Omizzy Miles, man. Shooting that joint for that mixtape coming out soon. You got eblockradio@gmail.com, dog. See you out there. But on that note, dog, I'm going to flip it to you one last time, and then we're going to wrap it on up, dog. So what you say? Should you accept Christmas gifts from your ex, man?
Hell no. Nah.
Right. Well, for real. No is the answer on that. We can talk about all the petty shit that we even did, and you know what I'm saying, the petty shit that has been done to us. But at the end of the day, man, when you grown for real, man, taking gifts, man, you can't take gifts from nobody. Like, you don't even want to. Shit, I got Secret Santa at work, and I'm nervous. This shit.
Right. Especially if you got one of them jealous types, you know what I'm saying? And they tripping. Where you get them new socks from? Damn. They was on sale on Black Friday. They was on sale on Black Friday. Damn.
They was on sale on Black Friday, dog.
You got this jealous type, they be on your head, bro. Like, damn, baby girl, shit.
So, man, for real, though. I like my man Tank, though, man. For real. Be safe, though. You feel me? Be safe, though. For real. Don't
life
take no
real.
Gifts, man. Right. Hey, we're going to get up out of here, though, man. We're going to jump off into our musical guest, my man Bumpy 103, representing out in Cali, dog. But until the next time, man, I want to thank everybody who checked us out on eblockradio.com. Everybody that checked us out on Instagram Live, dog. We're going to be back next week on that Instagram shit. I don't really know how it's working out. I guess it's working out all right. A couple of niggas shouting me out, so I guess it's good. But until then, man, of course, it's your boy, the Hood Howard Sound, Q Lewis, holding it down from 6 Mile to the Mile High.
Okay, I like the way you give me a high, so I know you're the son.
Yeah, I knew you were done.
I know. Okay, that's
what's up.
Your boy Buck Money, you know what it is.
What's up, man? We're about it, dog. Peace out, y'all. Shout out to my man Bumpy 103. California, yeah,
yeah. 100
Let's go,
please, I got a main squeeze, couple side chicks, call them ROD, that's ride or die, la da da da. Got your girl feeling me, wanna see why, cause I'm so fly, and I'm so fresh, few racks in my jeans, baby, no less, let me swing you to the game, I know test, look at me, suffer free, no stress, take the BS, for your BD, another dose this close to your OD, don't try me, I'm a certified G, only way you getting at me, is on IG, over Twitter ho. We can take it slow, just let a nigga know. Keep it on the low, I got a lot of dough. I'm talking love and hip hop, but not the show. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, baby, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, mommy, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, baby, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, mommy, stop playing with me. I got a cold heart and a hot head. You like rough sex and a big bed. King size boo, you should slide through. Pull up to my crib like a drive-thru. Your girlfriend, when it comes, she can ride too. Tell her where it's starting hot, pink or sky blue. Maybe me, y'all, turning me, y'all. Take your pants off, get your freak on. Fuck all night, I can go a week long. Hey, got me feeling weak, smoking on strong. Skipping on troll, no flex zone. Got a 100 texts from my ex phone. She be so blunt, like Les Bone. But she crazy in the head, so I tell her no. She be popping up everywhere that I go. At my show, sorry, but security, she gotta go. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, baby, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, mommy, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, shorty, stop playing. Stop playing with me, baby, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, mommy, stop playing with me.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Sometimes an idea is so great, it's timeless. Take the wheel, for example. Thousands of years old and the design is still as perfect as ever. At Kaiser Permanente, we have our own timeless idea. That the best way to stay healthy is to not get sick in the first place. It's why we focus so much on prevention. We're number one in screenings for breast cancer and for controlling high blood pressure. Because by catching and managing conditions early, we have a better chance at a healthy future. Kaiser Permanente. Rise and thrive. Visit kp.org.